Hi, from Professional Migrant Women, we are Catalina,
Taylor,
Lorena,
and you are listening to the Undefeated Podcast.
Everyone involved in this podcast would like to acknowledge that these stories were told and shared on unceded land.
We pay our respects to the many traditional custodians of the land on which we are fortunate to live, love, work, and thrive.
This is the podcast that unfolds the stories from migrant women who, against all odds, overcame the challenges and barriers of living in a foreign land.
We hope the story you're hearing today inspires you to continue to show up, take space, and embrace who you are.
From Professional Migrant Women, I am Catalina Neira, and you are listening to another episode of the Undefeated Podcast. Ask yourself if you have ever felt trapped within the particularities of your own country. Today, we will talk about how, for women in countries other than Australia, simple things like going out on their own to run some errands, taking a stroll in the park, or even work in a safe environment feel like a huge privilege. Freedom, finally. This is the title of today's story, written by Javeria Said and read by Deepa Ramakrishnan.
Freedom, finally, by Javeria Said. I'll see you guys next week, I chirped with a wide smile to my co-workers as I clocked out of my shift at Harvey Norman. Waiting for my husband outside the store, I couldn't help but reflect and be grateful for the freedom I had finally experienced in Australia. I have had the privilege of living in four different countries over the 30 years of my life. In those three out of four countries, I felt trapped, unwelcomed and unsafe. Sometimes it was because I'm a woman. At other times, it was because I'm of a different nationality and spoke a different language. Reflecting on the wonderful day I had today at work, surrounded by friendly co-workers and treated with respect by the customers, I'm so grateful that I not only feel safe, but also feel welcomed by the locals in Australia. Yes, there are men at the workplace and outside, but I don't feel harassed. I don't have to hide in a corner or keep my voice low, praying to go unnoticed just so I could be safe. I can dress up the way I want without being harassed. I can take a walk outside and go to work without being catcalled. Yes, I'm surrounded by locals, but I'm not mocked or looked down upon because I'm from a different background. I have rights and I know that I can reach out for help if things go wrong. Today, while I wait here for my husband to pick me up, I feel I've found true freedom in Australia to be who I am. I feel empowered as a woman and I feel confident to live to my fullest potential and to help other women live the life of their dreams. This is the reason I'm in love with Australia and its people and would love to make Australia my new forever home.
Thank you so much, my dear friend Deeps, for joining us today and accepting the invitation to read once again one of the stories of our amazing authors of the Undefeated book. I would like to explore your thoughts. How do you feel after reading this story? Do you resonate with it at any point?
Thank you so much, Catalina, for giving me this opportunity to read a story from the Undefeated book. Reading Javeria's story made me realize how much migrant women have in common. I could definitely relate to many parts of Javeria's story, especially the part about feeling unsafe as a woman. I still quite vividly remember one of the most liberating moments for me in Australia was realizing that I could just pack my tote bag with books, some snacks, and have a picnic on my own in a park nearby and not feel worried or hypervigilant or stressed about it. And I was 24 when I did that for the first time, and it blew my mind to know that it took me 24 years to be able to realize or taste that level of simple liberation and freedom. And it still blows my mind to know that there are women in different parts of the world who will never get to taste this freedom. And because we have this freedom and privilege now, we need to speak up about it and do something about it.
Wow, like, this is incredible. And I really appreciate your enthusiasm for sharing your experience with us, Deepa. I agree with you. We need to speak up more against the many forms of injustice that women still face around the world. And I believe that one of these ways to help is creating a safe community where we can express ourselves and feel vulnerable without fear of retribution. This means more people can be aware of the world beyond their own. Javeria is a Pakistani who moved to Australia in 2018 for a better life. She's a business coach and a biotechnologist with goals of contributing her talents to the industry. Welcome to the Undefeated Podcast, Javeria.
Hello, thank you so much for having me here. I am feeling wonderful, loving the weather outside here in Melbourne.
Amazing. Winter is around the corner though, but yeah, we still have a couple of sunny days under our belts. We can't wait to hear and learn from your remarkable story, Freedom Finally. Let's kick off by understanding, how did you arrive in Australia?
Sure. I love that question. It puts a really good perspective on how we got started here. And I arrived here with my husband on his engineering visa back in 2018. So he graduated as an aerospace engineer, and through that, he was able to get a visa for Australia. So we just finished our bachelor's honors and got married, and straight away we came to Australia to start a fresh new life with just like two bags of clothes and nothing else with us. No jobs, no nothing. I just had my business and a business income, and we landed here to start from scratch.
Javeria, you say in your story that you felt trapped, unwelcome, and unsafe in four different countries. Can you please deep dive into those words? What do you think makes Australians so different?
Sure, I would love to shed some light on that, because it has been such a personal story, for a growth story, starting from where I grew up to where I went to for my university to where I am now. So I feel like the Australian culture is very beautiful, and people are very down to earth and open-minded. Like, a lot of people you talk to, they feel like they're coming from a very big place, like they have big hearts, and they're actually very happy to chat with you, to have you around, compared to what I have experienced in all the other countries. For example, if you don't look like them, if you don't speak their language, you're just treated like a third-class citizen. Sometimes you're treated worse than animals. And there are places where I felt unsafe as a woman, which thankfully I've never felt anything like that here in Australia. For example, in places where I grew up and where I'm from, for me to walk out the door alone, it feels like I'm going to a war or something.
Okay.
It feels so unsafe. Mm-hmm. Like, people, there are people who do go outside alone, but based on how I was brought up, and my parents are also very paranoid, so based on all those things, it's very rare to see women going out alone running their errands from where I'm from and where I grew up. This has been a very liberating experience for me because here I don't feel that kind of fear. I feel confident and I feel invincible. I can go out without being catcalled, without being name called at. I can walk out in peace and enjoy my day compared to all the other places that I've been.
I absolutely love the fact that you have used the word invincible. That makes me feel that Australia has given you the precious gift of feeling safe. And wow, that's so refreshing. Now, can you please share with us a great moment from your migrant journey out of the professional world?
Sure. So I have been working in the customer service for the past couple of months, and I interact with a lot of different people from different backgrounds. And I absolutely loved that experience because there are people who are running their own businesses, who are working their full-time job, doctors, nurses, plumbers, tradies, people from all different walks of life. And it has been such a wonderful experience talking to customers, getting to know them. And it's been 6 months. I haven't had a single bad experience with literally anyone. I mean, in the workplace, all my managers are really nice, really supportive, and everybody treats you like a person. They don't treat you like a piece of garbage. They give you respect, even if no matter what field you're working in, you get that kind of respect and a friendly behavior, which is not common in other places that I've been. So I really love this experience of working here, especially the fact that we have our rights. And if somebody is being mean to us, rude to us, we can stand up for ourselves. And most importantly is the places are safe for women to work in. If I go back to my country, I don't think I would ever feel safe working outside my home because of how things are there. But over here, it has been such a wonderful experience.
I'm curious to learn more about the situations in which you felt unsafe while living and working in the countries you did before. Will you be comfortable sharing some of those experiences with us?
Sure. So don't have a lot of examples. I don't remember a lot of things at the moment. So for example, once I went out with my cousin to do some shopping and I don't know, once it happened that some cars started to run across us to kidnap us or what, I don't know. I remember what was going on. Mm-hmm. It was a really scary experience. And we were both grown adults and it felt so unsafe and we were just out there shopping. So that was one scary experience for me. And then another one, once we were shopping, there were some weird kind of interactions with the shop owners. They were harassing us. And all those experiences just give you this sense of terror, even though like you start panicking and it gives you anxiety whenever you think of going outside, stepping outside the house. So all of these things had really made me feel very caged. Like I can't go outside. I feel terrified by how people are going to act with me around and unsafe. Like, oh my gosh, somebody can just kidnap me if I'm outside, if I'm at work. All these things made me just leave the country and move out and move to Australia and try to find a future here rather than going back. I mean, a lot of people have good experiences, but for me, it hasn't been so well. And so far, this is the place I feel most comfortable in. And other places that I've lived in, there was a huge language barrier. And if you don't speak their language, if you don't look like them, people treat you like you're like an animal or something. You don't deserve to be there. So over here, I can speak English. I can interact with everyone. And it feels like this is a place to be. This is my future home.
Really powerful speech, Javeria. Well, this has been amazing. Now tell us a bit more about your business coach and biotechnologist career.
Sure, I would love to talk about this. So I am a passive income business coach for the professionals. So I work with the doctors or people in finance or someone in accounts. I help them to turn their expertise. For example, if they've been working in their field for 10 to 20 years, they have a lot of expert advice, lots of tips to give to other people. So I help them in bringing their ideas to life, to in a form of a product, could be a course, could be an ebook, and make money on autopilot using their expertise. Instead of just doing 9 to 5 all the time, you'll have some sort of additional income for you running in the background. You don't have to be there. You make money on autopilot in your sleep. So that's my specialty. And I work with a small cohort of students to help publish their first product and get them started in the online world. And biotechnology is something I studied. I did honors in biotechnology while I was in Malaysia. And for 2 years, I worked as a research assistant, published a paper, and now I am switching my career to IT industry, and I'll be starting as a business analyst very soon.
Such great news. And are you enjoying your new role?
No, I'm absolutely loving this transition. This is like my dream job. I never really wanted to work in corporate, but now it has become so flexible. You can work from home. You can go to work. You can work from office. You can attend events. And this is something I have been really enjoying for the past couple of months. Interacting with people, interacting with clients, talking to them, understanding their needs. So I'm really excited about this new career.
I'm truly happy for you and to witness how your professional career has evolved. What will be your advice for other migrant women coming to Australia?
I would say be confident in who you are. You bring a special... You bring your own culture here. You bring a unique side of your country, your perspective. So just be confident in who you are and be proud of your heritage. Be proud of your background, your culture, and don't be afraid to show it off to everyone. Because if you are confident, you are going to attract people to you. They would want to know about you. They would want to learn about you. So instead of just blending in, embrace your culture, be confident in it, and get out and do your thing.
I absolutely love your advice. I couldn't agree more with you. Embracing our culture and being confident is essential for success. And I also feel so grateful, to be honest, because I feel like this episode has turned into a note of appreciation to all the Australians who have somehow welcomed migrants to their neighborhoods, workplaces, and communities with open arms and help make Australia a place where people from all over the world can feel safe and secure. And I know it doesn't happen everywhere or to everyone, but for those who actually make Australia a place where everyone feels like they belong, I say thank you. Because that says a lot about the character of this nation. Okay, so let's wrap up this episode with 3 words to describe yourself after your immigration journey.
I think that the topmost 3 words would be blessed, strong, and invincible.
Thanks for sharing your experiences with us and for the open conversation we have had today. After this interview, I feel like the word invincible has more significant meaning for me. I feel like invincible now talks about how we can flourish if we are in the right place. And that is thanks to you and the courage you have had to publish and talk about your particular experiences. So once again, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me for this podcast. It was an absolute honor, and it's so amazing what you guys are doing, especially Fabiola and the entire team, Catalina, you, and everyone who's behind this project. I really, really admire and respect you guys. And you can find me at Jab Sit Coaching on Instagram, and I'm also there on LinkedIn. So feel free to say hi.
Thanks for listening to the Undefeated podcast with your host, Taylor,
Catalina,
Lorena.
We hope this podcast somehow provides you with the guidance and the courage that you are looking for at any point in your migrant journey.
We have included some links in the show notes that we hope may be useful if you are facing any type of hardship or if you would like to connect with the wider community.
That's it for today. Stay tuned for our next episode.
Music by Naela Music, edited by Catalina Neira, Taylor Tran, Lorena Duranton. Graphic design by Lina Orozco.